The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Dennis O'Brien, the businessman, was speaking at a Mansion House event recently, and he said that an entitlement culture has begun where employees feel they can dictate terms to employers, and he went on to describe working from home as a load of nonsense. Now, he's not the first. I mean, everybody from Jeff Bezos at Amazon to some of the big investment banks have pushed back on working from home. But Peter Cosgrove is with me, the managing director of FutureWise. Peter, do you think it's a load of nonsense?
He kind of said it's a load of nonsense because productivity is down, and I'm not sure the stats bear that out. But I think the problem is with the word productivity. He might have an anecdotal view that productivity isn't just about tasks done, it's about the wider fact. And I would think you are going to struggle in some ways if remote work. So, for instance, Amazon recently told people to come back 5 days a week. And actually, some arguments and some people believe that that's a lot easier to do than actually looking for redundancies. But that also gives you a view that they have a view on remote workers, which is probably like a lesser species than those who are either hybrid or in the workplace. So I think there is a challenge that we will not get through until we've had, unfortunately, the first recession in Ireland, when people realise there is still that feeling to some employers, maybe a lot, that if you're not in the office, you're maybe not working as hard, regardless of whether it's true or not.
But is there some evidence, be it anecdotal or otherwise, that there is some truth in it? Or maybe that you're not working as hard, but that work is different when done at home compared to the office?
Yeah, but at the same time, before COVID, there was people sitting in the office on Facebook. There was people complaining about smoke breaks. There was people at the water cooler chatting for an hour. We all knew about the person who just walked around all day, didn't seem to do anything. So you could argue that at home, it's very difficult to slack because actually the only thing that they see is your outputs. So people argue both sides. I think the problem is for an employer, they should be thinking more about coming into the office. The things that actually will improve, like I saw recently that Shopify have said that you can't hire anybody at the moment until you can prove that AI cannot do the job you're hiring for. Now, that to me highlights that lots of jobs are going to be done by technology, but they're not jobs with people skills. Now, those people skills are the things that differentiate us. But if we're at home, we're not getting to use those. And I think a lot of people forget that networking, influencing, persuading, all those skills that you learn on the job, they're still really, really important.
Yeah. And do you suspect that we have undervalued them, that they were, because they were intangible to a degree, that they didn't appear on a balance sheet, that we didn't kind of place any value on them? And it's only now when people are at home that we realize, oh God, there was other things happening here beyond the P&L.
Yeah. And you're right about the word value. If you talk to somebody about great networkers and how important it is for business, but you can't prove how good networking is.
Yeah.
And actually, when you go to a networking event, you could argue you've done nothing all day because actually you've no output.
Yes.
You've got relationships and you've kind of met people you met before and all that. But that doesn't do the same as actually working on a spreadsheet all day or writing 3 reports. And that's the challenge. So the short-term productivity works really well when you're sitting on your own working, but it doesn't work well in those tasks where you need to be connecting with other people, when you want to be bumping into people. And as I also say, you're missing out on opportunities, but you don't know what those opportunities are. You can't bump into anyone in your room, but you can bump into people in the office and you'll never know who they are. But no one can prove who they're going to be either. And that's the challenge.
Yeah, listen, again, anecdote is evidence. I see it in this office. And, when younger people talk about working from home, I would say to them, don't do it. If you can come in, particularly in an industry where there's an element of kind of collaboration happening all the time in terms of putting a show together and what have you. And I'm sure that translates across to other industries as well, where there's any collaboration across different teams or within a team. Very hard to do that over messages on Zoom,
I'll get pilloried for saying that this is a bad idea. And don't get me wrong, hybrid working is great, but I just think hybrid working doesn't mean you don't have to come in the office like for 3 days a week. You know, you can actually come into the office just not during kind of traffic and rush hour, which I think is part of people's problem. But I also think when you work hybridly, you actually do yourself a disservice. You work longer hours and actually you don't give yourself that break, because often you say, oh, it's great, I can go pick up the kids at 3. Then there's part of us that feels guilty because work is still happening. So then we go home and say, I'll just log on for 10 minutes and that 10 minutes becomes 2 hours.
Mm.
Your kids also don't see when you're working, when you're not working, because you're never not working in a way, because you're standing staring at your phone and they think, well, that's probably another email, mommy or dad.
Yeah, but and also, sorry, from the employer point of view as well, that always strikes me when people say, oh no, I work from home a couple of days a week because it helps with the child minding. I think, well, Are you childminding or are you working?
Yeah, and that's where I think people have to be very careful. When people say, I can't come in because I'm minding my dog, or I can't come in because yeah. I'm childminding, it's like, well, what did you do 6 or 7 years ago? But that doesn't mean that there aren't times. I know lots of people who do their best work at home because their job is about thinking and writing, and actually, why would you want five people? Because most offices are open plan. They're not very conducive to that. Mm. So what'll happen, you'll come into the office and all you'll do is put on a pair of headphones and not speak to anyone anyway. So it doesn't make much of a difference. But when it comes to things like...
Will those people exist though in the future? But if they, you know yeah. what I mean? Again, yeah. to go back to your AI point, if what they're doing is putting on headphones and they're just doing kind of repetitive, rule-based, data-driven work, yeah. AI is just going to gobble that up, isn't
yeah.
it?
Some of it, yeah, absolutely. But where what it'll do is it'll do part of it, but there'll always be part that we have to explain to other people. But that, again, is a people skill. And that's why I tell anyone who's got kids, get them to do people-related tasks, customer service tasks where they have to have people on the other side of the counter who give out to them or are nice
yes.
so they actually understand those skills, because those skills are critical. So it's not that remote or hybrid is worse, but you for two things, as I said. One, employers have their own view and they're more senior. If an employer wants you to work 5 days a week in the office, they're allowed. People get outraged about this. You're also allowed not work for that employer. So it has to work both ways.
Yes. And you know, when we talk about some of those softer skills, that they're being intangible, they don't appear on a balance sheet necessarily. I guess ultimately they do, in the sense that, you know, at the networking event, you mightn't come away with a pen on paper, a signature on paper, a deal done. But ultimately, you might get to that point with somebody you network with. And you would have seen this during COVID as well. There was this suggestion from lots of companies they were going to make a killing saving money on travel. People were never going to travel, fly. There'd be no more business flights across the Atlantic. And after a few months, they realized, you know what? Like, the relationships are slowly breaking down with the people over there, or the person I used to deal with over there doesn't exist anymore. There's somebody new. I have to go and yeah. I have to go and see them face to face.
And interestingly, people also noticed that that flight across wasn't a waste of time. That was the one time they got to sit there, no phone on them, and actually think and work through things, and maybe that's where they actually dealt with some difficult issues. But also, you find in a lot of professional services firms, like accounting and law firms, where up to becoming a director, it's all about how good your work is and how good you are. And then suddenly they're told, you have to now go out and develop business and win business. And they're like, but I don't do that. And you go, well, now you're going to have to learn. And suddenly the people who are networkers and have built their network, because you can't just start building a network on day one, but those people who do that naturally or have always done that are in a huge advantage.
Yeah, so you used the word learn there. You talked about parents and kids getting jobs, and I talked about younger people in the office. Is there a demographic that this applies to more than others? I mean, the further you move up the food chain, the more can you get away with the odd day from home?
You can, but what I always say to people, the rules are dangerous in this, because for me, if you've joined a new company, even if you've got 20 years experience, if this is your first day in Newstalk, you should be in 5 days a week, because actually yeah. you've no human capital, kind of no social capital. You don't know anyone. And actually, I don't know how Kieran works versus another presenter. So I have to actually kind of understand these things. So you could have all the experience in the world, but you've no knowledge of that. So I think that's the key. But I also think for the younger members, like graduates, it's not always their fault. They're often told to work from home 3 days a week because they don't have all the desks. So they don't yeah, even often have the opportunity.
True, yeah.
Whereas actually for a lot of them, I think it's quite sad that if you're kind of 25, you're living with three friends, your office is your room. That's also your bedroom. It's also where you might watch TV. That's really unhealthy that you're kind of always at work.
Oh, God. Depressing.
You know, think about it. But that's where they're working. Whereas actually when they go into the office, it's usually air conditioned and there's better Wi-Fi. So there is benefits to that. And often they do want to come in for those reasons.
All right. We'll leave it there, Peter. Thank you very much. Peter Cosgrove is the Managing Director of FutureWise.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.